SL in Ho Chi Minh City. Welcome one and welcome all. My name is Mr. Richard, and I will be your host today. Welcome to episode 36, Idioms, the ABCs of Friendship. This episode was written by a true friend, Teresa Trung. As always, write to us at eslhcmc@gmail.com for more information on today's episode. I'm pretty sure any of us here, whether a native speaker or English language learners, have learned the English alphabet. We have a variety of songs to teach the ABCs to children in general and adults in some cases. In order for learners to memorize the pronunciation of these letters, we educators associate them with things around us. For example, A is for apple, juicy and sweet. B is for books, with new things to learn. It's neat. These lyrics are written and the song was composed by Golden Books for Nursery Kids. Today we are learning how to make an ABC of friendship. If you have a close friend, or even a best friend, and his or her birthday is coming up, why not make something original to express your feelings? Anyway, we don't need a special occasion to show how grateful we are to our friends or how wonderful they are. Why don't you drop them a line, or 26 lines, to let them know? I believe everyone can be creative if they are guided enough. Even if you are not a poet at birth, it's the thought that counts. Do your best, and who knows, you may even be a poet and not even know it. How many letters are there in the English alphabet? I'm sure you will say 26. This is how you are going to do it. You write 26 letters down on a sheet of paper, double-spaced. You need to think of any verbs, nouns, adjectives, adverbs, or prepositions that start with the letter intended. Let's take G, for instance. An adjective that starts with G is good. A noun that begins with G is gift. Give is a verb that commences with G. Then you have to make a sentence using the above words to talk about your friend, his or her appearance, attitude, memories between you, your friendship, how lucky you are to have him or her as a friend. A typical sentence will go like this. G is for gift. You are a gift from God. G stands for give and take. You have given me more than taken from me. G represents good. You're too good to be true. Then you repeat the process for the rest of the letters, A through Z. I'm certain that there are lots of ABC of friendships out there, and every one will be unique. Here is our unique example. Ready? A. A is for answer. You're the answer to my prayers. The answer to one's prayers is a thing or person that somebody has waited for a long time. A good example is you had always wanted an Apple laptop and you kept mentioning it to your mom and dad. You had stopped by the Apple store whenever you passed one by. You even cut down on your personal expenses to save for one. Then, on your birthday, you got one MacBook Pro from your dad. It was the answer to your prayers. B. B is for bright. You help me to look on the bright side. To look on the bright side means to be positive or optimistic in spite of difficulties. Here is an example conversation. My brother has just been mugged.
Oh my God, is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine, but he lost his new iPhone 4.
Hey, try to look on the bright side. At least he's still in one piece.
C. C is for cool and cucumber. You are as cool as a cucumber. As cool as a cucumber means calm and relaxed even in situations that most people will get angry or worried.
You should have seen Mike at the nightclub last week. He was as cool as a cucumber when this big guy approached him with a knife.
What happened next?
I don't know. I was stabbed, and the next thing I know, I woke up in a hospital bed.
D. D is for down. You keep me down to earth all the time. Down to earth means practical and realistic. E. E is for eyes. You open my eyes to wonderful things in the world. Open one's eyes means cause somebody to realize or discover something. F. F is for fair. You are definitely not a fair-weather friend. A fair-weather friend is a person who stops being a friend in times of difficulty. G. G is for gold. You have a heart of gold. Have a heart of gold means have a generous nature. H. H is for have, H-A-L-V-E. You have my trouble. This is based on a proverb, a trouble shared is a trouble halved, which means talking to someone about one's problems helps to make it less severe. I. I is for interest. You have my best interest at heart. Have one's best interest at heart means be concerned about one's interest in one's real nature, in contrast to how one might appear.
I'm sick and tired of my wife. She's a controlling type. She empties my pockets every time I get my salary.
Well, believe me, she has your best interest at heart. As far as I know, she's gonna have a surprise for you.
J. J is for joke. You can take a joke even if it isn't funny sometimes. T
take a joke means be able to receive humorous remarks or tricks in the spirit in which they are intended. K. K stands for kind. You're one of a kind. One of a kind means unique. Most of the English podcasts on iTunes focus on listening skills, Western culture, talks about everything, in a word, traditional skills and things you expect to hear. We try to concentrate on fun things in English and help you build your creativeness. We are one of a kind. L. L is for laugh. You only laugh with me and never laugh at me. You laugh with someone means you join them for a laugh because something is funny. You laugh at someone when someone is the subject of laughing. For example, I tripped over a banana peel this morning and everybody on campus laughed at me. I lay there for a few seconds, hoping a hole would open up in the floor and swallow me. M. M is for make. You make my day. Make one's day means make an otherwise ordinary day pleasantly memorable for someone. For example, I went to 2 job interviews yesterday. The offer for the job at the end of it just made my day. N. N stands for names. You never call me names. Call one names means insult someone verbally. Please review episode 32 if you have any other questions about this idiom. Some examples of insulting names: freak, bitch, bastard, idiot, and jerk. O. O stands for one. You're one in a million. One in a million means a person or thing that is very unusual or special. Dear Lisa, thanks a lot for sending me a handwritten letter. Although I couldn't make out what you wrote, I appreciate your effort a lot. I think you are one in a million that still knows what romance is. Lots of love, John. P.S. In case you can't decipher my handwriting, send me an email and I'll reply with a copy of it. P. P stands for pull. You know how to pull my leg without overdoing it. To pull one's leg means to tease someone. I don't know why I always get mosquito bites. They seem to track me down wherever I am. Do you know how to get rid of them?
You should eat durian. The smell of it will drive them miles away.
Really?
Nah, I was just pulling your leg. You need to get a mosquito repellent. If you eat durian, I'm gonna be the first one you'll never see again.
Q. Q is for question. Your loyalty is beyond question. Beyond question means without any doubt. R. R stands for read. You read me like a book. Read one like a book means understand someone's thoughts and motives clearly and easily. My colleagues read me like a book. They know that I won't sit down in front of the teacher's lounge if there aren't any chairs left. So sometimes they hide one chair from me when they don't want me to overhear the conversation between themselves. S. S is for shoulder. You're truly a shoulder to cry on. A shoulder to cry on is someone who listens sympathetically to one's problems. T. T is for take. You take the heat when I should be to blame. Take the heat means accept blame without approval. And be to blame means be responsible for a fault or a wrong. U. U stands for under. You at no time get under my skin. Get under one's skin means annoy or irritate someone. Stop that noise. It's getting under my skin. I have an exam tomorrow and I'm trying to concentrate. V. V stands for vain. You never take my name in vain. Take one's name in vain means use someone's name in a way that shows a lack of respect. W. W stands for wish. You wish me well all these years. Wish one well means feel or express a desire of someone's well-being. X. X stands for Xmas. You're my Father Xmas. Father Christmas is another name for Santa Claus, and Christmas can be shortened to Xmas. So, Father Xmas is our clever way of saying Santa Claus. Y. Y is for year. You are always my friend of the year. A person or thing of the year is a person or thing chosen as outstanding of a specified kind or in a specified field. Here's a little scene from a souvenir shop in Universal Studios Hollywood. Here we have the trophy for Dad of the Year, Best Boyfriend of the Year, Best Mother of the Year, Sister of the Year, etc. What would you like? Do you have anything called Best Dog of the Year? Z. Z is for Zoom. One thing I can be sure of is you will not once Zoom out of my life. Zoom means move or travel very fast. In this context, it means disappear. All right, let's review those idioms once again. The answer to one's prayers. Look on the bright side.
as cool as a cucumber. Down to earth. Open one's eyes. Fair weather friend. Have a heart of gold. A trouble shared is a trouble halved. Have one's best interest at heart. Take a joke. One of a kind. Laugh at. Laugh with. Make one's day. Call someone names. One in a million. Pull one's leg. Beyond question. Read someone like a book. A shoulder to cry on. Take the heat. Get under one's skin. In vain. Wish someone well. Of the year. Zoom out of. Okay, everybody. We cannot wait to hear your unique ABCs of friendship. Listeners, you're our Father Xmas when you send us an email. It's our little present. We hope you've enjoyed our podcast and you are able to make your own ABC of friendship. You might not be able to finish all the alphabetic characters, so just chip in what you have. For any comments, questions, or contributions, and even donations, look for us at eslhcmc.podomatic.com. That's eslhcmc.podomatic.com. Okay, everybody, it's time for me to zoom out of here. I will be vacationing in Fuwok for the next week or so, but I will post at least one podcast next week for all of our hardcore ESL disciples out there. This is Mr. Richard, signing off from Ho Chi Minh City. Have fun, everyone. I know I will. Peace.